Whenever you're ready, Chairman.
We have all the sign-in sheets. Oh, I guess
Troy's, wait, see this. Troy disappeared on us. My apologies.
That's fine. All right, then we'll
there
go ahead and bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. And we'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Brian Clark.
Present.
Commissioner Jeannie Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
And first up is our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, then first up under public hearings, we have this tabled from is that the right date?
August 22nd, my apologies.
August 22nd, 2023. Its case number is 22-07-ZC, 22-05-PUD, 22-15-S, 22-08-SUP, and 22-34-Design Review. Again, this was tabled from that date. And it's for Galaga Heights subdivision. And when we left, we had already closed the public testimony and we were in our deliberation and tabled it to tonight to give the commission more time to think about this application. So we'll just pick up where we left off. And anybody wants to go first or last or?
Well, I can start. In looking at it, I'm still kind of where I was when we tabled this. I think that the the R12 zoning is too dense for that certain area. I'm okay with the phase one along Columbia Road. I guess I'm okay with the commercial part, but the R12 is just, I think, way too much, too dense for that area at this time.
So considering that it is, with the future land use, we're looking at, this is all supposed to be mixed use and MDR. We really should be sitting somewhere averaging out in the R6 zone. So, if that's a combination of R6, R6, R4, R6, and R8, that's all fine. But, yeah, I don't feel like the R12 is appropriate in that region at all. Going through the traffic study, you're looking at a 30% increase on, what was it? I think it was, 23% more traffic, or 23% of the total was going to be for this new subdivision. An additional 14.5% of the total traffic on, I think, Black Cat was going to be contributed to this subdivision. I just don't think the area supports that number of homes. And in my experience, the greater the density, the lower the pride of ownership and the higher number of rental properties in the area. It's just that's the way things tend to go. So I really think we should be looking for an average density of R6 overall on the map.
Well, again, I think one of my biggest concerns is there is a lot of homes going in here, and we have no schools to support this. Even at best, even if we get a bond or a levy that's in place here in the next election, it's still going to be 4 to 5 years out minimum before we can service that. I have a real concern with this many properties in that area because it's kind of out on the outer edge of the schools anyways. So where's the nearest school is probably Purple Sage, I think. But
Silver Trail.
Is it Silver Trail? Okay. Yeah.
That's just a
big concern.
I'm kind of echoing the R12 density myself. The amount of it is over the top. And being up against the outer edge of the limits, the next zone over across the street is all low density. It's all yellow on the map. And, you know, almost R4 is more representative of what would be needed out there. You know, I feel the same way on our southern boundary along King Road with anything that's going to be coming in along that way. I think it's just too much, in my opinion.
Yep, I think I agree with all of you. I think R12 is not appropriate for there. I'm not even sure I like R8. I think anything above R6 for this area is too much.
Okay.
R4 mm-hmm. would be great, but.
All right. Any other thoughts or concerns before we move in any direction?
I mean, I'm not necessarily against the commercial in that area. I think the little bit of commercial, as I've thought about it, even though I would have liked more commercial, I understand the partitioning of that, kind of how it is. They do need some services out there, like, you know, little offices, little kind of businesses that would help support the residential area. So I've come to terms with that not so bad, but, yeah, I still have – I don't know where the kids are going to go to school.
Any other thoughts? And for any emotion?
Well, again, we have to separate these as recommendations, or and the DR is directly with us.
Well, let me step back and I'll, as far as design review, in my opinion, if I'm leaning towards disapproval on one, I think that if something came back at a later date, it's something that we'd have to look at on a design review on a whole new level,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. I don't know what anybody else thinks.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think with kind of what we're indicating, I think it would have to be a change.
So just as the newbie on the council, I'm just making sure that I understand. So the DR approval is specifically for, so that's not the zoning, that is the design review, and as part of that design review, we are recommending for approval, no, approving
mm-hmm.
The general layouts.
Landscaping, those types of
items. Landscaping, density. Is that all tied or is
it's
that separate?
Open space, you know, continuity in pathways and such, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And for that, we are a deciding body.
And
for the zoning, we are a recommending body.
Correct.
Council.
Right.
So okay. That brings
understood.
Up two separate.
And the rest of this is all tied to the zoning application.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So with that, Mr. Chairman,
For the commissioners, for the record, Trevi Hunan, Community Planning and Zoning Staff, Senior Planner. Just want to point out that at the last meeting there was a lot of discussion about some of the design elements and some of the concerns from the neighbors. And the purpose for tabling it was for the commission to get a better understanding of the project. And then this meeting was designed to, from what staff remembers, and I think what the record shows is that there was supposed to be an opportunity for the applicant to be given direction with staff.
At least in my opinion, when we made our motion, it was simply for us to have time to deliberate between, you know, longer. We weren't asking for anything from the applicant to come back with a redesign or anything that went along with that. I think it was just our time to spend deliberating a little bit longer on the motion or on
And I think Doug clarified that because Planning Director Mr. Hansen was asking if it would be tabled to a date uncertain with the condition that revisions be accomplished. And we explained that we are looking for additional time to just deliberate and summarize in our heads.
I don't believe any direction was given to the applicant what to work on.
That's correct. We weren't asking for them to do anything. It was for us to have more time to think about the application. There wasn't any direction to the applicant to try and modify anything or bring back any modifications to us.
More or less, we didn't have any idea what to ask for because we were still trying to grasp what we possibly could come up with as a solution. So we didn't have a revision to ask for,
as I remember it.
That's my understanding. Seems, at least that's unless, our thought. I don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest thing is, I don't have a proposed solution to ask for.
Yeah, let me go down the last minutes here.
It was on page,
was it 18?
18.
Commissioners, for the record, Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street. So for additional clarification for when I do minutes, is there an intent to provide a recommendation of changes at this moment so that they can bring back a revision based on the comments you've made in the previous meeting and the ones tonight, or are you intending to make a different motion entirely?
We are in my opinion, based on this deliberation, and nobody's made a motion yet, right. So I can't fully say what the motion is because nobody's made one.
Well, I guess that makes sense, yes.
But based on our understanding of the last meeting was and what's listed in the meeting minutes from last time on page 18, it says Director Hansen recommended the case be tabled to a date uncertain as he wasn't confident it would be, any modifications would be completed in the next 3 weeks. And Chairman Young explained that the commission was only requesting additional time to review the case as they were not yet comfortable making a motion in any way. So that's why we tabled it.
Right. Thank you.
Does that answer? I guess we'll continue on.
For the record, City Attorney Kelsey Briggs, 5700 East Franklin Road. I do believe we are all on the same page as to what has been deliberated at the previous meeting and this current meeting and what the tabling of this matter was for. I suppose I would ask that we clarify on the record when you choose to make whatever motion you're going for. Just a clarification so staff can accommodate what needs to be done. Whether we are going to move to approve the application pending some revisions, or if we're interested in perhaps denying it, recommending a denial of it to see some reworking of the zoning to more of an R6 average. Just some clarification when a motion is made for the record to make sure it's very clear for all the parties. Thank you.
the wheels turning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... I guess, Mr. Chairman, I would move, or I would make, move to make a motion to recommend denial to the City Council of case number 22-07-ZC, 22-05-PUD, 25, I guess, and 22-15-S preliminary plat, because the other two are ours. With revisions in mind would be to reconsider the R12 to more of an R6 average region due to the surrounding areas being such a different usage.
Just to clarify, you're not asking for the applicant to come back to us, but that's some of the reasons why you're proposing denial.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And, Mr. Chairman, with that, I recommend denial of 22-08-SUP and 22-34-DR with the same consideration that the zoning in the R12 district along Black Cat's just too concentrated to blend in with the surrounding areas.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. The next item up on the agenda is case number 23-02-CPF and 23-04-ZC rezone, and that's for serving subdivision. That's Jessica.
My apologies for previously. I could not articulate what was in my brain.
I know that problem.
All right. Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street in CUNA. Alliance Serving CUNA requests approval to replat a portion of the Latha subdivision located on the northeast corner of West 4th Street and North Franklin by combining Lot 1 with a portion of Lot 4 and Lot 2, then to rezone said lots from R6 to C1 neighborhood commercial. This request is in preparation to submit a design review application for a standalone building in which to house the CUNA Food Bank, which is operated out of the CUNA United Methodist Church since 1994. Upon review, staff finds the request to be compliant with CUNA City Code Title 5 and 6, Comprehensive Plan, and Idaho Code 6765. Thank you, and I will answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Is there any questions for Jessica at this time?
I think the only question I have is, will the existing parking lot more or less remain? I know that we haven't seen a preliminary landscape plan or anything, but is this really going to change? Because, I mean, that parking lot services United Methodist Church. So.
Correct. Those are intended to remain the same.
Okay.
Yeah, no questions for me.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I intend to recuse myself since I'm a member of the Methodist Church there.
Thank you.
All right. Then, is there anybody here for the applicant? Okay, if you'd like to, please just step forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Just press that red light at the bottom, Dennis, and it will turn green at the bottom of the microphone. There you go.
I'm Dennis Durant. I reside at 8352 South Old Farm Place, Meridian, Idaho. And I'm here on behalf of the Alliance serving CUNA. I want to thank the commission for allowing us to be here today. I would like to say that CUNA is a wonderful place to live. And we are grateful for the privilege that we have to serve here. I'm a longtime resident of CUNA, as many of us are, and we have seen tremendous growth happen over the years. And with that growth that comes, there are a lot of needs and resources that we need to be able to provide to our community. And that is our mission, is to provide those services to those that are underserved as the Alliance serving CUNA. And specifically, we work with the CUNA Food Bank in serving those who are struggling to make ends meet regularly. So this application today is the first part. And this is just to clean up some of the things that have happened historically. We have a wonderful man, Ted Weimer, who is a significant donor to this project. And he is very instrumental in putting together this serving subdivision. And he donated the property. In the process of making his donation, we found it prudent to clean up all of the zoning and the miscellaneous things that have happened over the years. And so as we met with city staff, the recommendation was that we do a combination of lots and that we change the zoning so that we wouldn't have to go through a conditional use permit once the building starts. When we do our design review application, we would like to give a full history in our presentation at that point of the CUNA Food Bank and what the Alliance Serving CUNA's mission is. We are just grateful to be able to serve. One of our mantras or mottos is that we are neighbors serving neighbors. And our desire and goal is to make this place, CUNA, a much better place than it is. And we know that as people are actively serving one another and investing their time and their treasure and their talent, then that's what really makes a difference. So we're hopeful that this application can be approved today. And if you have any questions for me, I would love to answer them.
Are there any questions at this time?
No, not for me. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll open up the public testimony at 6:22. And I don't see anybody listed that has signed in to testify. But just to make sure, is there anybody that wanted to testify on this application that has not signed in? Okay. And if you'd...
You can both come up and sign in.
Yeah.
We'll get you to sign in, and then you can
sign. Should do that.
Then we can have it on the
record. Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead and just start to state your name and address for the
Brenda
record.
Brenda Blitman, 8460 South Locust Grove, Meridian, Idaho, 83642. And I'm just here to say that I'm 100% in support of it. I've been working with Alliance Serving CUNA, and it'll be a really amazing resource for the people in CUNA located in the heart of CUNA. And that's why this location is so important for this type of facility, and the fact that Ted Weimer donated the property, and this is his vision, and it fits well within where the city is growing and needing services. We're just super excited to see that happen. So Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Amara, if you wanted to just come forward and then just state your name and address for the record, please.
All right. Tamara Huff, 8397 South Old Farm Place, Meridian. So just really quick, I didn't know this was on the docket today, but I volunteer at the food bank, so I know well that they really do need a new building, and there's lots of need in the community to support this. So there's an increase in people coming through the doors, and we really need more space and more ability to, you know, talk to the folks and help support them. So it's a great thing. It's needed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. And then just make sure there's nothing else the applicant wanted to add to that then. Okay. Then we'll close the public testimony at 6:25. And that brings up our discussion. And I don't know, it seems pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah, I think it's a much-needed resource, and I know they've been serving this community for quite a long time very generously. So,
no, I think it fits in with the location at the church, and mm-hmm. The zoning's appropriate, and it's a much-needed thing. So, mm-hmm. Any other thoughts? Or
in that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 23-02-CPF and 23-04-ZC for the serving subdivision with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And then just give a minute and let a few people exit, and then we'll announce the next. Okay, and then the next item we have listing case numbers 23-01-CPM, 23-01-ZC, and 23-02-S. For Arrow Point Plaza, and it's Troy.
Good evening, members of the commission. For the record, Troy Behunin, senior planner, Kuna Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street here in Kuna. The applications before you this evening are requesting a comprehensive plan map amendment from the public zone or the public designation to commercial and to rezone a portion of the property from R6 to C1. The site total is 8.6 acres, and the comprehensive plan map and the rezone are just for 3.4 acres of that site. The applicant proposes a preliminary plat approval in order to subdivide the approximate 3.4 acres into 7 total lots, which yields 6 buildable lots and a common lot. Now, the site was already developed as a school site for the Pystem School, which is moved out of Kuna. They rented the space from the landowner, who is the applicant tonight. And the reason why we have a discrepancy with the comprehensive plan map and the actual zoning and the whole conundrum is the comprehensive plan map was drafted about 5 years before the Pystem School came in. Then it was zoned for the school, and they chose an R6 zone. And then after they came in, then the comp plan map was amended again, which was about 6 years after the last amendment. And it was decided that, well, since it was a school, that we had no idea that they would pull out. And so we designated it as public. However, the actual zoning is R6. So that's why there's the confusion, and that's why there's the need for the comprehensive plan map amendment, because the last change showed it as public. Public Works does support the Arrow Point subdivision development with the conditions listed in their memo in Section 5, the Danskin lift station is now operational with limited capacity to provide sewer service to the site. The site currently has 13 EDUs associated with the property, and planning and zoning staff does agree with the Public Works recommendations. Staff has reviewed the proposed rezone and the comprehensive plan map amendment and the applications with those requests for compliance with Title 5 and 6 of the Kansas City Code and Idaho state statutes and the comprehensive plan, and should the commission recommend approval of the comprehensive plan map amendment and the zone change and the preliminary plat, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions as outlined in the staff report. I am here for any questions you might have.
Any questions for Troy at this time?
No.
Okay. Then, is there anybody here from the applicant on this? Okay, if you'd like to add anything or step up and just state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Michael Wright. I'm with Pisa Land Holding, the applicant. And Troy's done a marvelous job of going over our ask, and just would be here for any questions to ask approval for this rezone and change the comprehensive map.
Okay. Any questions for?
Not at this time, no.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we'll open the public testimony at 6:31. And I just have one person listed to sign in to testify, or I think. So, Jeff Evans. Okay, if you'd like to just come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, absolutely. For the record, Jeff Evans, address 684 West Wolf Willow Street. So this specific request or petition, we, as a homeowner, I am mainly worried about the good old talking points as subjects, the traffic. I think if I understand right, and I have a flyer from Cushman Wakefield, it's an ask, it can change a lot, but I think they want 5,000 square feet, single standing buildings, all that traffic going out to Hubbard. I would worry about the effects of, you have to have lit parking lots. How tall are those street lamps? I own a business. We own Boise Pest Control, and growth is amazing. We need it. But I worry as a business owner that the city of CUNA, which I recently moved there. We moved in November of last year, that we're kind of building too densely and trying to solve a problem of, housing and building more resource buildings, I guess, office buildings, and causing a density issue. So, those are my main concerns. Lighting, traffic flow. Hubbard doesn't flow that great. We would miss the school, but the school, you can't control who uses the land. But just closing, we need more schools, and we're seeing one school leave, and we're going to change the use of the usage of the land from school to a business that would, schools have a lot of traffic too, but I guess the business is 5 or 6, I don't think it's 7, I'd have to look at the flyer again, but that's a lot of flow in and out. Those are our main concerns, my main concerns, and that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I did not see anybody else signed in to testify on this application. Is there anybody here that wanted to testify that did not sign in? Okay, then seeing none, We'll close the public testimony at 6:34. And that kind of comes back to us. I guess one, just a more of an item of clarification for Troy. The school district did not own this property before or anything. It wasn't a part of the public school system, correct? Just a more of a clarification.
You are correct. They did not own the land. They were part of the school system because they were providing a school service, but they are not part of this CUNA school district. But however, it was an enterprise that it was separate from the landowner, and the board of directors of the PISTEM decided that they didn't want to be here for whatever reason. We're not getting in the middle of it, but sorry for the record, Troy B. Hunan.
Thank you. I guess to me, I kind of look at this site similar to what's on, what is it, Deer Flat School, where there was that property there, had similar buildings where there was a dentist's office and a rehab facility and those neighborhood commercial type businesses that have really fit in well in that. At least in that location. Mm-hmm. To me, the location seems appropriate for that type of a location or for that this type of property. I can't speak tonight for some reason.
Well, and I agree with you. I mean, although we don't like to see schools leaving, it's beyond anything or control. And we can't rightly get another school in there because it's not owned by the school district. So that kind of answers some of the things. And, you know, our dark sky policies or any commercial, you're not going to have light leading over. So, you know, all those things we will see as this develops into a design review and a preliminary plat, final plat. We'll know better what the parking situation is and the flow and everything else to mark what Mr. Evans was saying. So it's appropriate for the area. There's not enough land there to really get a big tenant in. They're going to be smaller neighborhood type tenants, like you were saying. I believe it's a good area. That's what the initial intention was before PISTEM came in. And so it's kind of what it was intended to originally. So I don't really see a problem with what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's a good use for that location. I think that as far as concerns about lighting and traffic, I don't see any more traffic than we've had with the school there. And lighting, we can address that further down the road when we dig into it a little deeper. But I think for that location, I think that's a good use. And going back to what Lee said, you know, we've got one on Deer Flat, which I didn't even know it was there until a few weeks ago. But it's a nice little community commercial area.
Staff would just like to point out that if you look at Google Earth, there actually are 5 streetlights already on site, 2 along the frontage and 4 on site. 6 total, 4 on site, 2 out on Hubbard Road. Just because it's being discussed, I thought I'd point out the facts.
So in other words, it's not going to change a whole lot, really. So, yeah, I think what's existing is going to be pretty close to what they're trying to strive for.
Yeah. No, looking at the site plan, I like the layout. I like the flow through the property. There's a lot of thought given to flow. I think it fits the area. And, yeah, I mean, I was definitely sad to see PISTEM move to Meridian. Well, it made my first, but notwithstanding, I think this is a good use of the space. And silly question, how do we feel about proximity to a park? I mean, it's commercial. We have plenty of those everywhere. We've got the Deer Flat Linder Park sit right across the catty corner to the gas station, and that all seems to be working out okay.
Mm-hmm. I think with the separation they've got with at the corner, that helps protect the park area. To me, I think that they're creating an adequate separation.
Little to no concern.
Yeah. In my opinion.
No, I agree with that.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Concerns?
With that, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 23-01-CPM, 23-01-ZC, and 23-02-S for the Arrowpoint Plaza with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is anything else on the tonight's agenda? Any updates or?
No, sir.
Okay.
Her beep is much lighter than his. Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.